sad and blue. Yet not for you.
Rod Stewart knows the value of a great rock and roll song all too well. His musical beginnings coincided with rock's formative years in the early 1960s. And for years after, he honed his singing skills with one British band after another, hoping to land that one big hit. Finally, in 1971, patience and persistence were rewarded, and Stewart had his first number one single, Maggie May. Now, more than 35 years later, Rod Stewart is singing a different tune, actually 13 different tunes, by some of rock's most respected artists of the past four decades.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy.
Rod Stewart is a master of interpretation. Whether he's singing a Cole Porter standard or a Cat Stevens ballad from his new album of rock classics, Rod Stewart always gets to the heart of a song. Even at age 61, Rod Stewart recaptures his spirited rock and roll days with an update of Love Hurts.
Love hurts, love scars, love wounds.
From Still the Same, great rock classics of our time, Rod Stewart softens Nazareth's rock ballad, Love Hurts. The album's recent chart-topping debut made it the fourth number one album of Stewart's career. A major publicity campaign, including appearances on more than a dozen American television shows, helped boost its sales. The night before its highly anticipated release, Stewart previewed the disc to a sellout crowd in New York City. That concert was simulcast to movie theaters and radio stations across the country. Stewart doesn't stray far from the originals, and fans should have no trouble recognizing songs by Van Morrison, Bob Seger, Elvin Bishop, Badfinger, The Eagles, and John Fogerty, who penned the Creedence Clearwater Revival hit, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? I'm Doug Levine.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. Yesterday.